Can you imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the king? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine. Can only imagine. I could only imagine to be surrounded by your glory. What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all to
Praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. We are rejoicing tonight, and we are absolutely glad in it. Bless the Lord. The psalm is right. Oh, my soul and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. The word says, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. You and I are still breathing. We are still above this thing called earth, and we just ought to praise God. We just ought to just take time out to pause and worship and praise Almighty God for the works of his hand and all that he continues to do in and through our lives. We are not, amen, ungrateful, but we are very thankful. The Bible says, enter into his courts with thanksgiving and into his gates with praise. So we thank God that with a spirit of thanksgiving on tonight, we made it through the day. We made it through, this is the last day in February. We made it through the month of February. Amen. I have a tendency to try to find things to praise God for and praise God about because he's a good God. And we don't have to be fanatical and just thank God for every step we take, but we need to recognize that God is a good God, and he has spared us from so much. Many, some of us may have had a near-death experience, and you're still here to testify about the goodness, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost, about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for you. That's why the word says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Yes, Jesus shed his blood, but we have a part in that. In the words of what? Our testimony. We pass many a test, and we thank God that we have a testimony on tonight of the goodness of Jesus. Hallelujah. Pastor Anthony is here. Pastor Rebecca is here. The New Creation Christian Ministry Church is here. You are here. And we thank God for all those who will call in and tune in at a later time. We just thank God for these Tuesday night prayer times together because we know that we are effectively impacting our culture, our world, because there's power in prayer. I believe it. I've seen it. I've witnessed it. There is power in prayer and the prayer of faith. Amen. We're going to go into a scripture coming from Colossians chapter number 2. Colossians chapter number 2. And we're going to read a few verses from here, share a few thoughts, and go into our spirit of prayer on tonight. We thank God for you and those who will call in throughout this evening. 2 Colossians chapter number 2, looking at verse number 14. Colossians 2:14 says this, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. There were certain ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. In other words, it says, verse 17, we'll read that and stop, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Paul writes to the church of Colossae, and he's reminding them what Jesus did on Calvary, Gethsemane, the Mount of Olives, where he was crucified. He was crucified, and the Bible declares that, hallelujah, I feel the Holy Ghost. As we read in Galatians chapter number 3:13, it says, because he became a curse for us, we are no longer cursed. And it says right here that he nailed all those curses to the cross. Those ordinances, they were contrary to us. They were against us. there were certain judgments that was inevitable against our lives. But he disarmed all of it. He took away all of it. He removed all of it. So when we pray tonight, we believe, we strongly believe that we have an opportunity to do great things with our lives. Hallelujah. I was blessed to officiate a funeral homegoing service on Saturday, something that I really do not like to do, but it's part of the pastorate. And even that allows me to go to certain scriptures about the crucifixion, certain scriptures about heaven, certain scriptures about the life thereafter, where there's no more weeping and gnashing and sickness and torment and pain. And we ought to be reminded tonight that we are blessed and highly favored because we are still here. And we thank God for the opportunity, because the word declares that I wish above all things that you mayest prosper and be successful in every area of life, even as you have good health and physically well-being, as your soul prospers spiritually. 3 John 2. Because poverty is a curse. Sickness is a curse. Even our souls, sometimes, which is contrary to the things of God, the mind, the will, the emotions. The Bible declares, as Saul disobeyed God, the Bible says rebellion is a sin as of witchcraft. And we know witchcraft is a curse. Witchcraft is those who spill out curses and spells and sorcery. So the Bible says all of that stuff is a curse. Poverty, sickness, and disease is all a curse, even rebellion and disobedience. But I thank God that he's given us grace tonight. So when we pray against poverty, when we bind up sickness, and we pray for our wills to be lined up with the will of Almighty God, those are good prayers. Yeah. We're going to lift up those three tonight. We're going to focus in on those three tonight at the outset. Not our will, but your will being done, God. We want to be in good health.
Yeah.
The young man that passed and I, we officiated that funeral, he was only 36 years old. Wonderful young man, Philip. And he's no longer here, but you and I are here. We have breath. We have today. We have this moment. And we don't take it for granted. God has been good to us. So we're going to pray against sickness. We're praying against poverty. These things are curses. And we're praying even against that spirit of disobedience. Yeah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind up that spirit of sickness on tonight. We cancel it, God. We curse it. We come against that spirit of sickness, that spirit that's trying to plague the body of Christ. We right now cancel every curse. We say, Lord, your word declares that you wish above all things that we be successful and prosperous, that we be in good health, that we, Lord, allow our souls to grow and develop and to mature in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for health. We thank you for wellness. We pray for healthy bodies and well-beings, Lord, to these bodies in the name of Jesus. Remove every affliction. Remove every infirmity. Remove every disease. Cancel every spirit of sickness that may be on this prayer line on tonight. Sugar diabetes, high blood pressure, migraine headaches. We bind it all up. Arthritis, nerve damage, muscle damage, joint damage. We bind that spirit up in the name of Jesus. We say, Lord, have your way. Regulate the blood pressure. In the name of Jesus, remove the aches and pains out of the body. In the name of Jesus, give us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, wellness in our members. Oh, glory be to God. We cancel every curse from the enemy. Adam fell and allowed sickness to enter into the earth realm. But your word and your will is that we be well and live a long, healthy, satisfied life in the name of Jesus, free of prescription drugs, free in the name of Jesus of harm, hurt, free, Lord. And we thank you and we praise you in advance. So we cancel out, because your word says what we bind on this earth, it will be bound in the heavenlies. And it's not your will for us to be afflicted and infirm. It's not your will for us to be handicapped or disabled. It is not the will of God. So we bind that spirit up tonight. We bind up poverty and lack. We bind up poverty and lack. We bind up debt. We bind up insufficiency. We bind that thing up tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you for good jobs. Thank you for wonderful salaries. Thank you for great compensation. Thank you for money. Thank you for income and abundance in the name of Jesus. We thank you for assets. Glory be to God. We thank you for our investments prospering in the name of Jesus. We thank you for raises and bonuses, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, hallelujah, for enormous amount of sales for our products and our services. We thank you in the name of Jesus for yearly income. We thank you for fixed income in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to prosper and advance your kingdom. You made a covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And right now, we are the descendants in the name of Jesus. And Lord, the wealth of the wicked have been laid up for the righteous. So we thank you for the money transfer. We thank you in the name of Jesus. According to your word, you became poor that we might be made rich. According to your word, we shall have sufficiency in every area of life. You said you love a cheerful giver. You said don't come begrudgingly. Don't come grudgingly. As we give, be happy about it. As we sow, be glad about it. As we, in the name of Jesus, give alms, let us rejoice for the opportunity to give into your kingdom, God. So, Lord, we thank you from going from welfare to Wall Street like my wife did. We thank you for coming out of poverty and going into prosperity. We thank you for getting out of the unemployment line and being employed. We thank you in the name of Jesus for being underemployed and minimum wage to a well-to-do, high-paying wage in the name of Jesus. Thank you for our college graduates. Thank you for our high school graduates. Thank you for certifications. Thank you in the name of Jesus for skills and mastery in areas of knowledge and wisdom. We thank you, Lord, and we praise your name on tonight. Now, God, help us with our will being your will. Help us not to rebel. Help us not to walk in disobedience. Help us not to sin against you, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we don't want to walk in the flesh. We don't want to fall short of the glory of God any longer. We don't want to do our own thing, Lord. We don't want to face the consequences of sin no longer. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you know the thoughts you think towards us, thoughts of good and not of evil, thoughts of an expected end. You say you determined the end at the beginning. Before we were in our mother's womb, you knew us. Before the foundations of the world, you chose us in you. Genesis 1, we're made in your image and in your likeness. You blessed us and blessed us indeed. Now enlarge our territory, Almighty God. Give us the ability, give us the courage, give us the strength to face adversity. Yes, Lord. Give us the strength to conquer out anxiety and fear that always try to cripple us and stop us and immobilize us in the name of Jesus. We bind fear up tonight. So, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name. We know we're going to be prosperous. We know we're going to be in good health. We know we're going to line up with your will and never grieve the Holy Spirit. So, God, help us. You said your strength is made perfect in our weakness. We need you, God. There's too many images of ungodliness. There's too many messages of ungodliness. It's all around. It's everywhere. But, God, we thank you for this prayer line. Like-minded souls, like-minded hearts, like-minded wills, like-minded spirits. Oh, glory be to God. So, Father, Abba, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on this earth as it's been established in heaven. Give us today, God, daily bread. And forgive us, Lord Jesus, of our trespasses. And help us to forgive those who come against us. Continue to lead us not into temptation. Deliver us, God, tonight from all kinds of evil. We give your name praise. We magnify the name of the Lord on tonight. So, God, have your way. In the name of Jesus. Glory. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We worship you, God. You are worthy. Lord, hallelujah. We magnify your name on today, God. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, oh God, because you alone are worthy, God. And Lord, we come to you, Father God, just thanking you, Lord. We continue with this prayer, oh God, with an attitude of gratitude, oh God, with a mind of thanksgiving, oh God, with our lips, Father God, girded with the sacrifice of praise, oh God. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. There is none like you, Lord. If we had 10,000 tongues, oh God, we could not praise you enough, yes, God. Lord. If we had 10,000 tongues, we could not give you enough thanks, oh God, for all of your benefits towards us, oh God. You are a mighty God. You are a magnificent God. You are awesome. You are King of kings. You are Lord of lords. You are Abba, Father, who art in heaven. You are that friend that sticks closer than a brother. You are our bright and morning star. You are the lifter of our heads. You are our protector, our provider. You are our shield. My God, you are that fortress that guards and protects us and keeps all danger away, oh God. You are our secret place, oh God, where we can go and hide in you, oh God. You are our healer, Jehovah Rophe, the Lord our healer. You are Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. You are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. You are El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. You are Jehovah Nisi, the Lord our banner. And Lord, we wave you, Father God, in the face of trouble. We wave you as our banner.
Yes.
We lift up the name of Jesus, the name that is above every other name. And we declare and decree that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We thank you for being Lord of our lives. We thank you for being, my God, our all in all. We thank you that sickness has to bow down. We thank you that poverty has to bow down. We thank you that lack has to bow down. We thank you, Lord, that fear has to bow down. We thank you, Lord, that discouragement has to bow down at the name of Jesus, that depression has to bow down. My God, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you because we realize that there is no weapon formed against us that can prosper as long as we call on the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary. We thank you, Lord, that blood will never lose its power.
Yes.
We thank you for the blood that delivered us, the blood that saves us, the blood that demolished all of the petitions and all of the laws and the doctrines that were against us.
Jesus.
We thank you for the blood, my God, hallelujah, that covers us, the blood that makes demons flee from us. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ, my God, our Lord, our Savior, my God, our Redeemer lives, and we are the redeemed of the Lord.
Mm.
Lord, we love you. We thank you that we are kingdom, oh God, and we are kingdom people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the body of Christ, and Christ is the head. My God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that we are knit together, my God, hallelujah, hallelujah, fit together, my God, for kingdom authority, for kingdom work.
Yes,
God. And that we will do the work that you called us to do, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that as the body, we will continue to move forth. As the body, we will continue to declare the greatness of our God. As the body, we will continue, my God, to go forth and heal the nation. As the body, we will go forth and save souls. As the body, hallelujah, we will go forth and work miracles in the earth realm. As the body, my God, hallelujah, we will go forth and preach this gospel. As the body, we will go forth and evangelize. As the body, my God, hallelujah, we will do the work that you have prepared in advance for us to do. So, Lord, we love you tonight. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your dunamis power. We thank you for your exousia. We thank you for your kratos, oh God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, for your magnificence. Thank you for your glory, oh God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That covers each and every one of our lives. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask that you continue to show forth your glory.
Yes.
Show forth your glory. Show forth your glory, God. Let your glory rule and reign on this prayer line. Let your glory rule and reign in our lives. Let your glory rule and reign in our marriages. Let your glory, my God, hallelujah, be made evident. My God, in our businesses, let your glory be made manifest. My God, hallelujah, in our health, in our lives, hallelujah, in our families. My God, in our children, hallelujah. You said our children are blessed. You said our seed is blessed. My God, you will bless the generations of those who love you. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship and adore you. My God. My God, hallelujah. We glorify your name. We magnify your name. You are worthy. We thank you for your power, God. Hallelujah. Without you, we can do nothing, oh God. But with you, we can do all things,
yes.
My God. All things are possible if we just believe, oh God. We thank you for blessing us to be a blessing, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that we're blessed in this city and we're blessed in the field.
Yes.
We're blessed when we come and when we go.
Yes.
We thank you that wealth and riches are in the homes of the righteousness. We say in the homes of the righteous, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that we are the righteousness of Christ, my God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that the promises are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That we are joint heirs with Christ of the promises of Abraham. My God, hallelujah. We love you, Lord, and we bless your name, Lord. We pray for this United States of America. We pray for our president, my God, hallelujah, Donald Trump and his cabinet. We pray for the House. We pray for all of the representatives, my God, each and every senator and council person, oh God, in the name of Jesus, every judge, my God, hallelujah. We pray, Father God, that your will be done. Oh, in the White House, God. Thank you, Lord, for moving in the White House. Thank you, Lord, for moving upon the heart of the president. God, you said the heart of the king is in your hands. So, Lord, we thank you for what was even being made manifest through the White House. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you that when the devil meant for evil, you always turn it around, my God, for the good of your people. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we repent on the behalf of America. And we said, Lord, have mercy on our souls. Hallelujah. Have mercy, oh God, on us, oh God, for having even going away from your way, oh God. And Lord, help us to be holy and help us, oh God, to walk uprightly before you and help us, oh God, to love our neighbor. Help us, oh God, to love you with all of our hearts, our minds, our souls, and our strength.
Yes.
And help us, God, hallelujah, to look on the needy and help us, Lord, to look on the homeless. Help us, God, to look on those, Father God, who are helpless, oh God, and those who are destitute, God, and those, Father God, who are abused, my God, misused, and look over, oh God, count it out, my God, hallelujah. Help us, oh God, to be that helping hand. Let us be that good, like that good Samaritan, oh God, hallelujah. Let us be your hands and your feet, God. Let us be your vocal cords, God, to speak out for those who cannot speak out for themselves, oh God. Let us be, oh God, that help in the time of trouble, that help from the sanctuary, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let us be that church that was evident in the book of Acts, oh God, where we all were on one accord, God, having all things in common, God. Let us be the church, oh God, that you come back for without spot or wrinkle, God. Let us be, oh God, your people, oh God, hallelujah, called by your name, oh God, hallelujah, for your glory, my God, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. We love you, Lord. We bless you on today. We worship you. You are worthy to be praised, oh God. And Lord, we just love you, and we love to praise you, oh God. If we had 10,000 tongues, oh God, we couldn't lift up your name enough, oh God. So Lord, we love you on this prayer line, and we worship you. We thank you for every testimony, God, that has come forth on this prayer line. We thank you, Lord, for every healing, God, that has come forth on this prayer line. We thank you for every breakthrough that has come forth and continues to come forth on this prayer line. We thank you for the boom, oh God. We thank you for the boom. We thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for opportunity. We thank you for open doors. We thank you for divine supernatural manifestation, God. We thank you for, Father God, we thank you for accurate prophetic declaration, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for apostolic order, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the oil, my God, hallelujah, the anointing that destroys every yoke.
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for the anointing that destroys every yoke. Lord, touch your people afresh and anew. Anoint your people with oil from on high. Anoint your people. Touch, my God. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Touch us and anoint us. Take us back to our first love. Take us back to our first works, oh God. Take us back, oh God. Hallelujah. To our zeal and fervor for you, oh God. Take us back. Hallelujah. To the fire, oh my God. Let your word be a consuming fire, burning, roll up in our bones. Let your word be fire, burning away everything that's not like you. Burning it up, oh God. Burn it up. Burn off the chaff, oh God. Burn off the sin. Burn off, oh God. Hallelujah. The high-mindedness. Burn off the pride, God. Burn it up. Burn up the disobedience, God. Burn it up, oh God. Burn up the low self-esteem. Burn it up, God. Burn up the fear and the doubt and frustration, God. Burn it up, God. Burn it off. Burn it off. Burn it off. Burn off anything that's not like you. You are our consuming fire. We thank you, Lord, for being an all-consuming fire. And we love you today, and we bless your name, God. We bind up everything that's not like you. We bind up everything that is not like you. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. And we declare victory. Oh, my God. We declare victory over every life on this prayer line. We declare victory over every home. We declare blessings, my God, over every family. In the name of Jesus, everything that you touch will prosper. Everything that your hands touch is blessed, my God. As you continue to delight yourself in the Lord, meditate on his word day and night, my God. And God will meet you. Yes, he will. He He will meet you at your every endeavor. He will meet you at your every need. He will meet you as you seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. He will meet you every step that you take as you walk, my God, and allow God to direct your steps, order your steps, order our steps, oh God, order our steps in your word. Ah, oh, my God, hallelujah. Order our steps, God. Show us how to walk and show us how to talk, oh God. Show us, my God, how to love and show us how to forgive, my God,
wow.
Those who have trespassed against us. Let us let it go. God is saying, let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. My God, give us a new heart, God. Give us a clean heart with which to worship you, with which to serve you, God. Give us a clean heart, creating us a clean heart. Give us a heart transplant. The heart of the people have waxed cold. Some of your people have waxed cold, God. Give us that heart with which to serve you. You said the sacrifices of you are broken in a contrite spirit. And Lord, we come before you, God, saying break us and make us. My God, you are the potter. We are the clay. We are on your will, oh God. And we are asking for your will to be done.
Yes, God.
Not our will. We don't come puffed up, God. We don't come with pride. We don't come with arrogance, God. We come boldly, God, to your throne, God, humbly submitting ourselves under your mighty hand, knowing that you are in full control, God. In the name of Jesus, knowing that your word has already outlined our victory, huh? Knowing that your word has already outlined our prosperity, knowing that your word has already prophesied our healing, knowing that your word has already declared, my God, hallelujah, blessings over our lives. So, Lord, we come and we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done for us and all you continue to do. And, God, we say continue to have your way. Have your way. Let your will be done. Even as we open up the phone lines, have your way, God, your way. Your way, God. Only your way. Only you. Only you, Lord. Only you. Only you. So fill each and every person on this prayer line with a fresh anointing. Oh.
Ooh.
Fill each and every person on this prayer line with fresh fire.
Jesus.
Fill each and every person on this prayer line with fresh oil. My God. None of my kosheleti keba. Oh, kosheleba. Do a new thing, God, in the lives of each and every person on this prayer line, God. Restore, revive, re-energize, refresh, my God. Reignite. Oh.
Glory.
Reignite, God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Each and every one of us on this prayer line, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for revival. Revive us. Revive us again. Revive us, oh, Lord. Revive us again. Huh? Oh, oh, out of your belly. God says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And even as you speak, hear the Lord. Even as you speak forth my word, God says, it shall manifest in your life. I have given you the power. I have given you exousia. That's the authority of my word, huh? And even as you speak, speak forth kingdom. Don't speak doubt. Don't speak frustration. Don't speak negativity. But God says, speak forth my word. You eat the word and speak the word. Regurgitate my word. My God, meditate on my word. Mumble my word, utter my word, declare my word boldly, says the Lord, and I shall decree a thing. As you decree a thing, I shall establish my word. As you decree a thing, my God, hallelujah, I shall manifest my word. As you declare and decree a thing, my God, God says, I shall watch over my word and fulfill it according to my word, according to my plan. According, hallelujah, to what I have already ordained. So I speak healing over your life. Father God, we thank you for my mother, Mother May Thomas, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for healing, God. You have prophesied healing. You sent your word and healed her, God. And Lord, we bind up that spirit of sickness off of her. In the name of Jesus, we declare that the devil has no authority in her life. We declare that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, she is healed. She is manifested healing. She is walking in manifested healing. The devil has no power in her life. Satan, we bind you up. We bind up that spirit of sickness that has been sent out over the earth realm, over the people of God. And we declare healing over first and foremost my mother, hallelujah, and then over every life on this prayer line that has been stricken with sickness. And we bind up that spirit right now, and we declare healing over your lives in the name of Jesus. We declare manifested healing that is going to be visible. We declare miraculous healing. Oh, miraculous breakthrough, boom. There's going to be miraculous healing hitting your house that it will be manifested on today. This is the day that the Lord has made. Today you shall see your healing. Today you shall manifest your healing. Today every sick cell must dry up. Every sick cell must flee. Every sick cell must regulate itself. Oh, my God, into normalcy, into what God created when he created Adam and Eve. Ah, my God. Even back in the garden, my God, when they were created in perfection, we call forth perfection in your health. We call forth perfection in your health. We call it forth in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. So bless my mother. Oh. Bless her, God. Keep her. Give her perfect peace. Bless her household. Let everybody in her house be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I speak peace over that atmosphere. Every single room, every single crevice and crack, we speak peace, be still, over every house on this prayer line, over every home on this prayer line. In the name of Jesus, we speak forth the power of God to rule and reign in your home, Mother May Thomas, and every other person on this prayer line. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, we just thank you and for her employers, the Johnsons. We thank you, Lord, if she walks in the house, let the anointing, I speak forth an anointing on her, that when she walks in the house, that the anointing would jump off of her and jump onto Mr. Johnson. Ah, my God. And he will be healed miraculously. We speak miraculous healing over his life by faith in Jesus' name. And we wait for the praise report to come forth that Mr. Johnson has gotten off of his bed and walked. So we speak it forth in the atmosphere. Get up off of that bed and walk. We speak healing over your life, Mr. Johnson, in Jesus' mighty name. So God, continue to be on this prayer line, even as we go forth and open up the phone lines. We thank you for your presence here. We thank you for your power. Have your way. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God be the glory. We're hallelujah. About to open up these phone lines. We already see some hands raised already, but those of you who are not familiar, if you press 1, it can be a praise report. It can be a prayer request. You can have a testimony that would encourage somebody on tonight. We move according to the spirit of the living God. So, Pastor, take this first caller, and we will get to every caller tonight. Just press 1 again on your phone, and we will see that hand raised, and we will take that prayer request. What is that first area code?
857.
First caller tonight, 857. God bless you this evening. 857. God bless.
God bless you. That was a very
amen.
Encouraging prayer. Awesome.
Well, to God be the glory.
Amen.
Did you have a prayer request?
Yeah. Could you guys, would it be okay? Could you pray for me? There's a couple of things. One is healing, and there's God has given us power to tread on snakes and scorpions, and I am just asking him for complete deliverance from anything that is not like him. And for a breakthrough with my life.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
With my family. Yeah. And a relationship also. In his
life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your name. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. You are worthy to be praised, God. There is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We lift up your name. Hallelujah. On high, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the fresh anointing, oh God, that's on this prayer line. Lord, we thank you for your daughter, oh God, even as she has come for prayer, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Even as she has declared out of her own mouth that you have given us power to tread on scorpions and serpents, oh God. So we bind up and we stomp on every snake. We stomp on every serpent, every scorpion, oh God, every demon on assignment, oh God, that has come against her life in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we speak total healing over her life, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we go down to the innermost part of her being, oh God. Father God, to the hidden part, oh God, and we pull out that thing by the root, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that thing that has settled in, oh God, even from so long ago and tried to make itself comfortable in her life, oh God, we pull it out in the name of Jesus, and we declare total victory over her life, that there's a breakthrough, my God, that you are breaking every chain in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, we go back, Father God, even to her childhood, oh God, and we speak healing and deliverance, total deliverance over her life. That thing that has bound her shall bind her no more in the name of Jesus. And I speak to every demon on assignment that has set up itself against her life from when she was a little girl. And I speak total deliverance over her life right now in the name of Jesus. And I speak over every circumstantial spirit that has tried to come in and tried to wreak havoc. It has been wreaking havoc, oh, in her life, in her relationships, in her mind, and I speak total deliverance over her life right now. As Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has anointed me to bind up the brokenhearted, to speak deliverance, my God, hallelujah, to those who have been, Father God, afflicted, and to break the hold of the prison gates, my God, to set the captives free, to set the captives free. So we speak deliverance over her life, mama, koshana, mama. And we speak over every area of her life right now, going on down to the hidden part. God, you said you desire truth even in the hidden part. You would give wisdom in the hidden part. You desire truth over in the innermost part of her being, oh God. You said we shall know the truth, and the truth will make us free. So, Lord, I just thank you and I praise you, oh God, for even opening her eyes, oh God, and allow her to see the revelation of what that thing that has been hindering her, oh God. And Lord, we thank you that it has no more power over her in the name of Jesus. And I speak to every, oh my God, hallelujah, every hidden part, and I speak healing. And right now, God says, I'm pouring the oil of Gilead. I'm pouring the balm of Gilead over your life. I'm pouring in the healing balms. I'm pouring in healing right now over your life. That thing has had you so bound up, my God, and even so afraid to love, and it's been hindering you in your relationships, my God. And you've been saying, if they really knew me, they would not like me, my God. But God says, today I validate you. Today I tell you that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. God says, today, woman of God, daughter of Zion, he says, I call you daughter. Today, I tell you that you are loved. Today, I tell you that you have value, that you are more precious than rubies. Today, God says, I tell you that you are good enough for the love of a good man. Hallelujah. Today, my God, hallelujah, I break every hindering spirit off of your relationships, off of your emotions, my God. You will no longer gravitate towards the wrong people. You will no longer gravitate towards the wrong relationships. You will no longer accept less than my best, says God. But today, I break off the stronghold, my God, that's been holding you back and trying to keep you from moving forward. God says, today is your day of breakthrough. Today is your day of the boom. My God, on this prayer line, we have been declaring the boom. I feel the fire of the Lord. Touch her, God, with your fire in the name of Jesus. God says, today is the day of your boom. We have been declaring the boom over this prayer line. We have been declaring breakthrough. You may not even have known it when you called in, but we have been declaring breakthrough, open doors, opportunity, and manifestation of God's power and his glory over this prayer line. And God says, today, you have walked into his boom. You have walked into breakthrough. You have walked into opportunity. God says, there are some opportunities and open doors that you're getting ready to walk right into the middle of in the natural, because you walk right into the middle of it in the supernatural realm on tonight. And God says you're getting ready to walk into some divine opportunities, and some doors are getting ready to swing open for you. Doors that have been shut in your life, doors that have been blocked, my God, even by your enemies, what we call haters, people who have not wanted to see you do well, people who have enjoyed seeing you suffer. God says, I am even blessing you in the middle of your enemies, my God, and I'm preparing that table before you, and I'm getting ready to wow your enemies, my God. I'm getting ready to show people that had hidden agendas against you. He's scared. I'm going to show them who you really belong to, and I'm going to show them that delay. God says, I'm going to show them that delay is not denial, and what they have delayed, and what the devil has allowed them to be used, because there's some people that have been used in your life to delay some things. And what the devil has allowed them to be used to delay has not been denied. And God says, just get ready to be a suddenly in your life where suddenly everything's getting ready to come up roses, where suddenly you're going to be in the ideal relationship, where suddenly your finances are going to fall into order, where suddenly, my God, you're going to be walking in the power and authority that you know you possess. You get ready to walk in more power and authority than you ever walked in. As God says, no longer will you have to explain yourself to people or make people want to accept you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. He said, because I have given you the authority tonight. Just like they asked Jesus, by whose authority are you doing these things? God says, it is by my authority. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. That you are getting ready to walk in this new realm. You get ready to walk in the kingdom realm. Hallelujah. God said, it's a realm you were walking in before, but then you allow some people to hinder you because you wanted to be accepted almost. You were tired of being rejected. But God says, today you get ready, set your face like flint and walk in that realm that I appointed you to walk in. So, Lord, we just thank you for our sister. We thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for deliverance. Oh, you got your total deliverance tonight. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for that relationship that's getting ready to line up with your word, God. We thank you, Lord, for her authority, my God, and her exousia, the authority and power of your word that she's walking in. And we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for kingdom positioning in every area of her life. Kingdom positioning in every area of her life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel the fire of the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So you go ahead and praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is moving. I hear God saying, he's moving on your behalf. I feel the fire of the Lord. I know you feel that fire of the Lord. Hallelujah. God is moving on your behalf. So go forth. Go forth. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. Pastor Rebecca, thank you so much. And I will call you guys back with an amazing testimony. I have a short one if you have time, if you have a minute.
Amen.
You want to hear
yes,
a quick one? I feel it when I preach some people. So I had a friend who is just starting to kind of come to faith in Jesus and coming to church, and she did not have a place to live, and she was in a shelter. So I told her there's a housing lottery in this other city. Leave the place that you're in and go to the shelter in that city. And I told her, don't tell anyone, just go there. And I felt it was God. She went there. She applied for the housing lottery. She got some crazy faith, and she had people from our church come and go to the lottery with her. And she texted me the day of the lottery, and I ran into a church where I was, and I just asked God to show her how much he loved her. She won the lottery. She won a housing voucher. It was a miracle. A miracle. And I just want to say that if anyone, any kind of a nudging or something that you could help someone, just like you just did now with me, Pastor, that tell them, pray for them, and God will move. And things can change, and she won't have to worry anymore because she will have a fair amount of rent. And this lady is elderly, is Jewish, but coming to faith in Jesus and has had a battle in her health. The Lord knew she needed a miracle, and she got it.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Wow. I am rejoicing over that testimony, and we are rejoicing, and we know that so many others are. Thank you so much. What is your name?
Kristen.
Kristen. Thank you so much, Kristen, for sharing that testimony, and it has encouraged us, and we will be waiting for you to come back with even more testimonies of what the Lord has done.
God bless you.
Amen. I give him praise.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Christian.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Amen. Praise God. Wow. What a powerful testimony. To God be the glory. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. We're going to take another caller. Area code 678. Area code 678. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor. Rebecca, this is Maria. I have laryngitis, so I'm going to make it real short. But I want to thank you and thank Pastor Rebecca for the prayer last week when I was in the emergency room. With my friend, he's a whole lot better now, but now I'm the one that's sick. So I went to the doctors, and I have laryngitis. But I wanted to go online to ask for prayer for my cold. And I have a friend that lost her son, 24 years old. He passed away in his sleep. And so I want prayer for her, for strength. Her name is Leah. And just whatever God leads you in prayer, I can't do too much talking today. So thank you for taking my call.
Amen. To God be the glory. We're going to definitely pray for a divine healing.
Yes.
Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus, touch Sister Maria, Father, especially in that throat area, Lord, in the name of Jesus, pertaining to her vocal cords and her speech. We bind the spirit, Father God, of the devil up trying to attack her vocal cords. And Father God, right now, restoration in every area of her life. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This too shall pass. We thank you for divine healing from on high, a supernatural intervention right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, remove every infirmity, every affliction in the name of Jesus. We thank you, hallelujah, bacteria and germs or anything causing the cold and the laryngitis, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now for divine healing from on high. Right now, we speak the word. We speak to her body. We speak to her vocal cords. We speak to that throat area in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we say, have your way. Put a new song in her mouth in the name of Jesus. Let her, hallelujah, be able to talk like she normally talks and sing, Lord, as she allows her heart to be merry. She is, Father God, a psalmist, and we thank you in the name of Jesus that heaven rejoices when she sings. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you right now for the divine manifestation of your healing on tonight. And Lord, bless this mother, this friend of Maria Leah, Lord. And,
yes.
And you said, mourn with those who mourn and weep with those who weep. We know tonight that weeping may endure for a night.
Yes, God.
But your mercies are new every morning.
Yes.
And joy is coming back to that mother.
Yes, God.
So right now, God, comfort her. Right now, God, be with her. Your word says, never will you leave her. Never will you forsake her. But lo, you will always be with her. So be with this mother in her time of loss. Be with this mother, Lord, who is grieving. Be with this mother who is sorrowful. In the name of
Jesus,
we say, have mercy, God.
Have mercy, Lord. Hallelujah.
Touch the entire family.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
So young, leaving here so prematurely. But God, you're sovereign. And we thank you that you will be with this family, that your supernatural spirit will comfort them, that you will unite them and give them a love that they've never embraced before through the supernatural agape, unconditional love of God. So, Lord, I thank you that you'll lift her spirits. This mother Leah, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus. While she is weak, your strength will be made perfect. So, God, catch every tear. Those who reap in tears, those who sow in tears will reap songs of joy.
Yes, yes, God.
So, God, we continue to pray for this mother.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the loss of her son.
Yes, God.
And we say, God, have mercy.
Have mercy, God.
Have mercy on this family. Be with
yes,
them, Lord.
Comfort, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. In the midst of heavy hearts and great sorrow, touch that family. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bless Sister Maria's son. And we thank you for divine healing over her life.
Yes, God.
And we plead the blood of Jesus.
Blood, the blood of Jesus.
Which will never lose its
yes,
power.
God. Thank you, Jesus.
And we say it's done.
Yes, God.
She's restored. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
As I said at the outset, I don't know if you was here, but we binding up sickness all night long, and we had no idea you were sick tonight, but that thing got to get up out of your body. And we believe, God, that it's already done. Amen?
Amen. It's already done. Thank you.
Well, praise God. Good night. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. We're going to take another caller. If you want to be prayed for, if you have a praise report, just press 1. Area code 832, your line is open.
Oh, good evening, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony. This is Elaine. I was calling for prayer. I was calling for something material. I in need of a car.
Well, God be the glory. We got to lift that up before the Lord in the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
God, you said according to your word,
yes.
Pastor Elaine, that if she would
Jesus.
Seek you first, the kingdom of God, everything else will be added unto her. And, Lord, even as she was faithful for calling this prayer line, even as, Lord, she's coming to the author and finisher of her faith,
yes,
she's looking to the one, Lord, that owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. You said the gold is mine, the silver is mine. So, God, we know that you can give her this automobile. We know that you can make a way where there seems to be no way. We thank you right now, and we touch and agree with her that, God, you will allow this blessing to come her way.
Yes.
That, God, somehow, some way she would get this transportation
yes.
that, Lord, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
she can go to and from work. She can
yes.
go to and from school.
Yes.
She can live her livelihood, Lord, in the name of Jesus, getting around, Father God, hallelujah, with her own personal transportation.
Yes,
so right now, God,
thank
we say
Jesus.
Right now, open a door that no man can shut. Right now, God, move and have influence in the area where this, Father God, thing, this transaction will take place. And she will, Father God, have the title deed to this automobile. She will have, Father God, the finances that she needs. She will have, God, if you just want to give her the automobile, it will happen. If you want her to finance it, it will happen. If you want somebody, Father God, to just bless her with a car, it will happen. I don't know how you're going to do it, but we just have confidence that you will do it in the name of Jesus. You say you'll give her the desires of her heart if she delight herself in you. And right now, the joy of the Lord is still her strength. In the midst of needing this automobile, which is a small thing for you, God. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. This is something trivial for you, God, but it may be major for her right now and this season in her life. But God, we have not because we ask not. And right now, she's coming on this prayer line with people who are like-minded, with people who are touching and agreeing with her for, Lord, this car and this automobile. And we believe by faith right now that it's already done, that, Father God, it's already acquired. Father God, that car is already in her driveway. It's already parked on her sidewalk. The keys are already in her pocketbook. The title is already in her possession. Yes. We believe by faith right now that it's already done in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. So, Lord, show her where to go. Yes. Give her the wisdom. Give her the discernment. Yes. Give her the knowledge that she needs, Lord, to make this manifest in the natural, in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to order her steps through your word. Direct her path, God.
Yes, God.
And we know that she's going to come back with that praise report, knowing that it was nobody but God and the goodness of God. Because every good and perfect gift is from above. And, Lord, we believe and we just touch and agree with Elaine tonight that she already has that car that she needs in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, we believe by faith right now that it's already done, that you have that automobile that you so desperately need right now, and we believe that God's favor is already upon you. He's going to show you where to go, how to make this happen, and we're looking for that praise report. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
God be the glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you, Elaine. God bless you. So good to hear from you. Amen. God bless you. Good night. Amen.
Good night.
Praise God. Praise God. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the great things he is doing and he has done. That was our last caller. If we have any more callers, you could just press one. We're going to continue to pray. Father God, we praise your name. Lord, we pray for your church, oh God. We pray for the universal church, oh God. We pray for every pastor, every member, every church that's opening your name, oh God. We ask, Father God, that you will continue to bless, Father God, your houses of worship, God. We ask that you will save souls, that you will change lives, oh God, that you will set the captives free. God, we ask, Father God, that you will, Father God, give your churches, Father God, that fire, that anointing, that zeal, for that hunger for souls, God. We pray, Father God, for unity in your church. We pray, Father God, and bind up the spirit of division in your church, Father God. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for willing service. Thank you, Lord, for Father God, those who you have given as gifts to the body, the evangelist, the prophet, the apostle, the teacher, the pastor, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for every worker, every laborer. Thank you for every sower, oh God. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that, Father God, we do not forsake the coming together of ourselves. But God, Lord, that we seek you on Sunday morning first, seeking first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that we, Father God, have, each and every one of us have a place, Father God, that we can set our foot, Father God, and that we could be, Father God, a blessing, even as you have blessed us, that we could sing praises to your name in the sanctuary, God. So we pray for the church. And we pray for New Creation Christian Ministries, God, the local assembly, God. We pray, Father God, even as your fire fell in the sanctuary on Sunday, God, and on each and every week, God, that your fire will continue to fall and continue to consume us and continue to revive us and continue to reignite us. We pray, Father God, that we will walk on one accord, God, that you will add to the number daily those who should be saved, God, that you will stir up the gifts, oh God, God, in the house, oh God, that each and every person will take their rightful position, that the people will continue to bring their tithes and their offerings, oh God, that the people will continue, oh God, to hold up the hands of Pastor Emily and myself. We pray for New Creation Christian Ministries, God, that church will be a lighthouse on the hill, that the Father God, that people will come and be able to receive salvation, deliverance, that they will be able to receive healing, that they will be able to receive forgiveness of their sins, that they will be able to receive, Father God, restoration and encouragement, empowerment and hope, oh God, that they will be able to get your word, the pure, unadulterated, preached and prophesied word, oh God. Lord, let that house be for your glory. Let that house be set apart, God. Touch the praise team, the worship team. Touch, oh God, the musicians. Touch, oh God, the ushers. Touch, oh God, the prayer warriors. Touch, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, the pastors. Touch, oh God, the local assembly, oh God, each and every person, name by name, family by family, oh God. Let us be a family, a church family for your glory. Let us be a church for your glory. Let us be a five-star ministry, oh God, giving you the glory in this earth realm, oh God. Let the millennials come, oh God. Let the older people come. Let the younger people come. Let the children come, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for New Creation Christian Ministries,
yes,
the local assembly, the prayer line. Continue to bless this prayer line. Continue to bless each and every home. Continue to bless those who sit up under our ministry, even on this prayer line, God. Bless it, God. Keep the people on fire for you, God. Let the fire hit each and every house every single Tuesday, God. Lord, let healing hit every house. Let prosperity hit every house, oh God. Let hope and healing hit every house. Let salvation and deliverance hit every house every single Tuesday when we come together, God. And Lord, we just thank you because we know these prayers are filled with the fire of the Lord. We know these prayers are hitting an open heaven, and that your heavens are open unto these prayers that are offered up in this place on Tuesday nights. So, Lord, continue to bless the local assembly, New Creation Christian Ministries. Continue to bless the prayer line, New Creation Christian Ministries, God. Continue to bless and keep each and every individual. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. To God be the glory. I think we have one more caller, our final caller tonight. As we open up the phone line, the Spirit of the Living God is on this line. But take that last caller, Pastor, in the name of Jesus, and that is the area code 323, correct?
Yes,
area code 323, your line is open. God bless you tonight.
Yes, God bless you. I was led, I believe, directed to call. This is my first time calling. And so I was calling for prayer for my health, and I have to go into the doctor to find out if this growth is cancerous. And so I'm calling for that. I was asking the Lord, was there anything else that I need to stand and you know, ask for, but just prayer for my body.
Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We're going to lift that up. Can we have your name?
Debbie.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
your daughter Debbie, Father,
yes,
God, we thank you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that she belongs to you, God. We thank you, hallelujah, that you are her Father who art in heaven.
Yes.
We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that the love of God will embrace her in this season in her life. Father God, that you're watching over your word, that you will perform it in her life in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Now, Father God, as she go for further tests and diagnosis, Father God, in the name of
Jesus,
we thank you and we believe in by faith right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that she would have favor in this situation.
God.
That God, glory be to God, you will never put on her more than what she can bear. So right now, we speak healing in advance. We speak deliverance in advance. We speak the will of God in advance. We speak the favor of God right now, and we believe, God, that she's going to receive a good report in the name of Jesus. So we bind up any spirit of sickness that's trying to arrest her body. We speak bind up any attack of the adversary, any attack of the enemy, any, Father God, demonic force or any spirit of witchcraft and sorcery against her life in the name of Jesus. And we speak healing. Your word declares that you sent your word that she might be healed and to save her from all destruction. So glory be to God. We speak healing tonight. We speak wellness tonight. We speak health tonight. We speak wellness to her body in the name of Jesus. And Lord, have your way, God. Have your way. You were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, Jesus. And by your stripes, Debbie is healed. So glory be to God. Move on every bodily organ. Move within her members. Move and regulate everything according to your will, Almighty God. So glory be to God. According to the word, we speak the word. You wish above all the things that she prospers and be in good health. As her soul prosper. So we speak healing. Bring them to the elders of the church. And Pastor Rebecca and I, we're praying the prayer of faith. And according to your word, you said if there's any sick, she will be healed. Any sin committed, they will be forgiven. And if she has fallen in any area, she will be restored.
Yes, God.
So we thank you for Debbie tonight.
Thank you for Debbie, Lord.
Total restoration.
Total restoration.
Total healing.
For the good report, God.
Total deliverance.
In the name of Jesus.
And we believe in for this breakthrough. We believe in that a miracle has already taken place in her body.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we believe in miracles because your word says all things are possible if we believe.
Yes, God.
Your word declares that all things are possible. So, Lord, if she's weak in faith tonight, we pray that your strength will strengthen her, that the Holy Spirit will rise up in her, and that fear and anxiety will disappear. So, God, give her a courage and a boldness in this season. And we thank you that she's walking by faith and not by sight.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, and we decree and declare. You said decree and declare thing it will be established, and we say her body is well.
Amen.
We say she's already healed.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
And God told me to tell you, Pastor. God told me to tell you, Pastor, to declare that she is cancer-free in the name of Jesus. Just declare that over her life tonight, that she is cancer-free in the name of Jesus. Because it's anointing on your life.
You are cancer free. And my wife is saying that because I had cancer in 2015 and now I'm cancer free.
Yes.
So I decree and declare through the anointing of God that's resting on my life with the divine healing. I feel the Holy Ghost. With the divine healing power of God. Because I truly believe by faith that you are healed already.
That you are cancer free.
And you are cancer free.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 Amen. God. It's already done. It's already done.
That's it. In the name of Jesus.
You go to the doctor with confidence.
Yeah. Oh, glory. Hey, glory.
You go to that hospital with confidence. You go on this next appointment with your doctor with confidence, and God has already given you everything that you need. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
To God be the
amen. Amen. And that's what I hear God saying, don't be afraid, only believe. Amen. Don't be afraid, only believe. That's what you're walking in. Pastor and I, we were so overwhelmed when he went for the test and it came back that he did have something on in his body, and we walked through that thing and we walked with like Jairus with Jesus.
We walk like Jairus with Jesus. Don't be afraid, only believe, because he was already cancer free, even though they were saying something else. But we're believing and touching and agreeing with you that you are cancer free in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's the report we're believing for coming from what you're going into tomorrow. That's the report we're believing for all the way with you, all the way walking with Jesus. Don't be afraid. Only believe you are cancer free in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you both.
God bless you. Amen. You're welcome. God bless you. Amen. We'll be looking forward to the praise report. Call us back with that praise report. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
God has already given up.
Amen. Well, this hand is raised. We said it was the last call, but we have to take this hand because this looks like Mother May Thomas's number. Area code 321. God bless you. Somebody pushed one by mistake. She said, I know I'm not getting ready to get on the air. Well, amen. Somebody pushed one by mistake at Mother May Thomas's number because she does not come on. Was that a mistake? That was a mistake. Amen. Yes. Praise God. Yes, she said yes. Love you, Mom. Love you, Mom. She said, yeah, that was a mistake because you. So we just thank God. Well, that was our final call. We're gonna cut off early on tonight. We love all of you. We're gonna continue to pray for you. Know that your households are blessed. Your marriages are blessed. We see you out there. Your families are blessed. We declare a boom. We declare the boom over your life. Breakthrough, opportunity, open doors, and divine manifestations of God's supernatural power here in your house. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Anthony preached a powerful word, your season for increase, and that's on our website. If you want to go over and listen to it, it's already on YouTube. You can go to nccmonline.org. NCCM, New Creation Christian Ministries, nccmonline.org. Watch the word. Your season for increase is on the website, nccmonline.org. And you can watch the word, your season for increase is on the videos page. So go over there and be blessed by that word. We'll have Bible study tomorrow night at 7:30. Same number at 7:30. We'll have a teaching here. And also we invite you to come over on Sunday to worship God with us, New Creation Christian Ministries. We are at 1482 Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey. 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. Come on over and worship God with us. We start our service at 12:30. 12:30 is our service time. Amen. So we would love to have you. If you know somebody in the area, invite them over. Amen. And have them come and worship God with us. Amen. So God bless you. Amen. Go in peace and serve our God. Amen. We love you guys. We'll see you next Tuesday. And if anybody wants to sew, the website is the same. It's over at nccmonline.org. So God bless you. We thank God for you. We thank God for your sewing. We thank God for you guys. We love you all. God bless you. Amen.
Highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around, down. there, couldn't find no mind. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, no. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out. Body great, body greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Searched all over,
searched all over.
Couldn't find no,
couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody great,
nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give him the glory. Nobody greater.